You are listening to episode 793. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth, experimenting with different meditation techniques to see what might work best for you. And you can do these meditation techniques whether you're seated in your favorite meditation place or whether you're right in the midst of a busy day. All the techniques and meditations that are created for you this week, as well as all the resources and references I mention in this week's 7-part meditation series, can be found over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can also find in the resources section an invitation to join a free private Facebook group of meditators from around the world, just like you, who listen to the meditations. And we always participate in a weekly challenge focused on that week's theme. So you can find that in the resources section for this week's series, or just go over to my Facebook page at Sip and Om and send me a message requesting to be added, and I'll gladly add you to our private group. Well, in today's meditation, you're going to be guided using an affirmation meditation technique. Affirmations are positive statements that you say to help you focus your mind. Research reveals that over 90% of the thoughts we think each day are negative, and over 80% of those thoughts are repetitive. So affirmations are a great way to help you break up that cycle of repeating negative things throughout your day. And it's great to start your week with an affirmation and to really focus on that statement as you go about your week. Not just randomly repeating the affirmation, but really putting your focus and even using your voice in different ways, which I'll be sharing with you how to do that in today's meditation. Well, our topic this week is about work-life balance. So I always share a little context before the meditation about our weekly topic, and I give you different tips and techniques and inspirations to help you explore a particular topic in depth. Well, in regard to work-life balance, in yesterday's meditation, we talked about how men and women often regard the work-life balance differently because they see their roles in very different ways, many times, not for everyone, but for many men and women, men will see their role of working hard, working long hours, as contributing greatly to society, or if the man has a family, especially children, to being a good role model for his children and to supporting his family, and that's what he is best at doing, and that's his role to do that. And women often have the most conflict if they're working outside the home or inside the home, and they're not able to dedicate enough time to their family, especially if they have children, to their children. There's a lot of guilt about not spending so much time with their children and feeling as though they should be able to raise their children and be the primary caregiver in their child's life, as well as being able to contribute financially to their families. And even if women are not mothers where they have children, or if they're not even married, they can still feel guilty about the amount of time they spend at work. They may feel that they should be spending time with their friends or doing something else in the community. So I think women often struggle most with the work-life balance. And so if you consider what success means to you, this can help you to tip the scales a little more in your favor. If you feel as though your time and energy is being consumed in one area over the other, and that you'd actually like to tip things the other way, then consider if you're in alignment with your own definition of success and the amount of time that you're spending at your work or whatever else you may be doing that you feel is consuming your time. I have a friend who used to work quite a lot of hours at a Fortune 500 company, and she had a very important role there, and she had several hundred people under her that she was in charge of guiding and leading. And she liked her job, but she also had two young children, and she'd worked at this company for over 20 years. And she found that as her children got older, she realized how much of their life she was missing out on. Even though she was greatly fulfilled by her work, she felt like it just wasn't worth it. She could see where, as they're getting older, they're going to be leaving the home soon. And she wanted to be able to have more quality time with them. She used to feel very proud of herself if she made every single game that they were in the different sports and activities they were involved with. And to her, that was success. Or if on weekends, her weekends were coveted time with her family, they'd spend every weekend together. And so she felt as though her life was in balance as she climbed the corporate ladder. But as her children did become older and want to even spend less time at home in with their parents, she started to feel as though it just wasn't worth all the financial success that she was achieving at her job. She wanted to spend this time with her children. So she actually took a position that wouldn't involve for her so much travel or responsibility. And this was a position that was beneath her, and she was lucky that her company was able to accommodate her in this way. But she said that if they wouldn't have, she would have quit and looked for another job, because she just felt like she could adjust their standard of living in order to spend more time with her children, that was worth it. So you may go through seasons where you're feeling as though you've really got your act together and you're feeling, you know, that you're juggling this work-life balance beautifully, and then something can change, or you just have a new perspective. And so you want to do something differently. So even if you're focused on maintaining a certain schedule or certain ritual to create that work-life balance, things can change. So just be open to realizing what success means to you. So if you are in a position where you can take a pay cut in order to spend more time on your personal life or with your loved ones, then it might be worth it. You might not be in a situation like that though. What can you do to wake up earlier to spend more time enhancing your own personal life or spending time with loved ones, maybe eating breakfast with them before everyone goes in their own different directions, or maybe sitting down together and having dinner, or just picking some time where you can have that quality time, even if it's just limited, and always continuing to keeping your eyes open for opportunities that will support your vision of success in work-life balance. Well, with that, the affirmation that I have for you today is for you to feel a sense of peace at whatever choices you make regarding your work-life balance, because it truly is a very personal choice. My friend, when her children were younger, many people criticized her for cutting back her work hours when her children were older. They would say to her, "Wow, you know, you actually missed their most formative years." That didn't make her feel great. But for her, during their most formative years, that's when she had opportunities before her that she needed to take in order to get where she wanted to be career-wise and financially to support her family. So that's just the way it worked out for her, and she felt at peace with her decision, and she made every effort she could to drop her kids off at school and to make sure that she didn't miss their activities. Even though she would be exhausted, that is what worked for her, and she felt at peace because she was making the right decision for her family at that time. So the affirmation is, peace is within me. When you realize what's important to you, as well as what you're able to do realistically to still support yourself and live a lifestyle that you'll feel comfortable with, then just be at peace. You can let go of the guilt and be at peace with yourself, knowing that you've really assessed the situation and you're doing the best you can right now, and that things will change and you'll be able to adjust and spend more time with loved ones and in your personal life as well. So give yourself a sense of peace for whatever you decide. So as we repeat this affirmation, we repeat it in the same way. Every single Monday I share an affirmation technique. You'll be sitting up straight with your spine straight so you're nice and alert. Close your eyes gently. And I'll be guiding you, repeating the affirmation out loud using the full power of your voice. And then you'll repeat the affirmation in your regular speaking voice. And then you'll whisper the affirmation. And then you'll repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. And then finally, you'll mentally repeat the affirmation. So we'll do each of these different levels using your voice. We'll do each level a few times so you can really start to feel the difference. So as you're seated, let's first relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. So your eyes are nice and closed, slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Now relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let go of tension there. Relax your chest. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward, whatever feels best for you. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your jaw. Relax your face. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Now we'll repeat the affirmation, "Peace is within me." Come to a place where you feel settled in regard to what success means to you. And this is a great week to keep a journal. And your challenge this week is to notice how you're spending your time and how you could adjust that to make sure that you are spending it in a way that honors this work-life balance. You might not be able to change it exactly as you'd like to, but you can do your best. That's all you can do, is the best that you can make of your current situation. You can strive towards having an even better circumstance as your life shifts and changes. So feel at peace with yourself, with what you're doing right now. And get ready to repeat in a loud voice, really waking up your voice. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Notice how you feel. Now, say the affirmation using your natural speaking voice. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Do you notice the difference? Now repeat the affirmation in a whisper. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Repeat it 3 times this way. Peace is within me, simply moving your lips. Notice how you feel. Now mentally repeat the affirmation silently to yourself 3 times. Peace is within me. Repeat it silently to yourself 3 times. Now notice how you feel. Continue to sit in silence, absorbing the after effects of repeating the affirmation, taking it deeply in the different layers of your consciousness. Continue meditating just to the point where you feel you could go a little longer. End your meditation on a high note. And if your mind wanders, bring it back to the affirmation. Repeat it for a few more rounds. And then go back into your meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.